The agency in the Defense Department that helped develop the internet and stealth aircraft has told some of its top scientific advisors to leave. The advisors are a secretive group known as the Jasons. Since the days of the H-bomb, the Jasons have provided independent advice on defense issues. NPR has learned that the dismissal took place under some unusual circumstances that have angered a number of researchers. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The breakup was triggered by a fight over who should be a Jason. The Jasons are hired by DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. Jasons contacted by NPR declined to comment, but sources familiar with the situation say that DARPA tried to add new members. The Jasons wanted to maintain their independence and refused. DARPA then terminated their contract. The Jasons have a reputation for being arrogant. Randy Katz, who worked as a Jason, says often they are also right.
It's very bright, very brilliant people, Nobel laureates, designers of the H-bomb, leading academics, very, very bright, interesting people.
DARPA, for its part, told NPR the Jasons were let go because the Jasons were stuck on physics topics and not paying enough attention to computers and technology. The Jasons have been around since the 1950s. They choose their own members. They've sometimes criticized popular projects in the defense community. Every summer, the Jasons fly out to a secure compound in California. Katz recalls it as a drab place with cafeteria meals. There are rooms for discussing classified matters when required. For 6 weeks, the group works in seclusion on tough technical problems.
They're given a task, like any good ideas on how to blow up things deep under the ground, and they'll work their magic to come up with some feasible approaches, some new ways of thinking about how to deal with problems like that, and that has proven to be very useful to the military in the past and has certainly had impact on things that the military has invested in terms of new technology development.
There are about 50 Jasons currently. Some are senior physicists, biologists, chemists, or engineers. Some, like Katz, who is now at the University of California, Berkeley, are computer scientists. The group has its critics. One former DARPA official told NPR the Jasons have grown stale and unproductive. If I were director, he said, I would have killed them too. The divorce started this summer. According to people familiar with the falling out, DARPA wanted Jason to take on three new members, an engineer and two high-tech business executives. The sources said the Jasons decided the candidates were not qualified and that DARPA management then issued an ultimatum saying no new Jasons, no new contract. And so there is no new contract. DARPA declined to comment but repeated its concerns about the composition of the group.
I have to say that this sounds very disturbing to me.
Ted Postal is a physicist at MIT. He says there are other scientific groups that advise the Defense Department. One is called the Defense Science Board, but they're not independent.
The Defense Science Board contains almost nobody with scientific credentials. It's just a bunch of good old boys from industry who will give the Department of Defense the answer they want to get. And the last thing I would want to see is the Jasons politicized in this way.
Some former DARPA officials disagree with that. The Defense Science Board does offer useful independent advice, they say. One said he had never left the Jason briefing with the kind of forehead-slapping aha moment they want from their advisors. The Jasons program costs a few million dollars a year. The total DARPA budget is roughly $2 billion. Jason supporters say the group has kept the government from wasting money on doomed projects. And MIT's Ted Postal says there should be more organizations like the Jasons, not fewer, especially after September 11th.
This time could well be treated the way we treated things in World War II. In World War II, we put together committees of people, most of whom were in effect outside the government, and they put together astounding innovations in technology. And the country has more expertise today than it had during World War II, and none of it is being exploited as far as I can see.
The Jasons are currently trying to find a new home elsewhere in the Defense Department. The group's name is often thought to refer to the Greek legend of Jason's quest for the Golden Fleece. In fact, it is an acronym for the months their first defense contract covered, July, August, September, October, November. It's a contract that is now in limbo. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.